Howdy, howdy. This is Lily from Madecraft Game, and you're listening to Season 3 of Reading Rulebooks. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out madecraftgame.com for more content. This season, I accidentally planned a ton of Nitzia games, so I figured, why not dive in and do a whole Nitzia season? Today's Nitzia game is
Battleline.
I feel like I talked about Battleline a lot in the last episode when I was going over Lost Cities, so I figured I might as well just shift over to Battleline, considering it feels like a parallel, so an obvious follow-up episode. So let's get into it. Ancient battles were fought in organized formations. The leader of both sides directed their forces along the battle line to gain tactical advantages. Overwhelm the opponents in the center, break through one of the flanks, or hold the position until the time has come for a decisive move. How will you muster the battle line? Players, 2. Playing time, 30 minutes. Components, this rulebook, 60 troop cards, in 6 colors, each with the values 1 to 10, 10 tactic cards, white, with different backs, 9 flags, wooden pieces. Preparation. Lay out the 9 flags in a line between the two players. Cut the troop deck until one player has the higher number. That player shuffles and deals 7 troop cards to each player's hand. Place the remaining troop cards as a face-down deck at one end of the battle line. Shuffle the 10 tactics cards and place them as a face-down deck at the other end of the battle line. Objective: the players aim to create powerful formations on their side of the flag to beat the formations on the opponent's side of the respective flags. The first player to win 3 adjacent flags, a breakthrough, or any 5 flags and an envelopment achieves victory. Play. The non-dealer plays first. Play alternates thereafter. On their turn, a player selects 1 troop card or 1 tactics card from their hand and places it face up on their side of the battle line. At the end of their turn, the player draws 1 card from either deck to refresh their hand to 7. When both decks run out, no further cards can be drawn, but play continues. The flags are won by formations of troop cards played adjacent to the flag. The tactics cards are used to influence the formations. Troop cards. A player selects one of their troop cards and places it face up on their side of the battle line adjacent to one flag. There are 3 imaginary card slots on each side of the flag. In the course of the game, each player may play a maximum of 3 troop cards adjacent to each flag in order to create formations. The order in which cards are played is irrelevant. To save space, latter cards are placed partially covering former cards at the same flag. When a player is unable to play any troop cards, they may pass or play a tactics card on their turn. But their opponent still continues to play until the game is decided. Such situations may occur in 2 ways. A player may have filled all of their available slots on their side of the battle line, or a player may have only tactics cards in their hand. Formations. The different formations from highest to lowest are highest, wedge, 3 cards of the same color with consecutive values, i.e. red 4, red 5, red 3. Second highest, phallic, 3 cards of the same value, yellow 8, red 8, green 8. 3, battalion order, 3 cards of the same color, blue 2, blue 7, blue 4. 4. Skirmish line, 3 cards with consecutive values, yellow 4, red 6, green 5. Host, any other formation, yellow 7, blue 2, green 1. When comparing 2 formations in the same category, the formation with the higher sum of all 3 card values is higher than the opposing formation. This red battalion, red 4, red 6, red 3, beats this blue battalion, blue 7, blue 1, blue 3. If the 2 involved sums are equal, the formation is tied. We'll talk about that in the flag section in a moment. This host, yellow 7, blue 2, green 1, is tied with this host, yellow 3, blue 3, green 4. Flags. On their turn, and before drawing their card from the deck, a player may claim 1 or more flags. In order to do so, they must have a completed formation of 3 cards on their side of the flag And they must be able to prove that the troop cards on the opponent's side of the flag cannot beat this formation. If the opponent's side also contains three cards, the situation is obvious. If the opponent's side contains less than three cards, the claiming player must prove that the opponent will not be able to create a winning formation, regardless of what troop cards the opponent might play. For this purpose, the player may use the open information from the layout to show that certain cards are no longer available. The player may not use any information from their own hand. Unplayed tactics cannot prevent a flag claim. If the formation on either side of a flag are tied, or at best could be tied, then the player who played, or would play, the last card into the formation loses the flag. Their opponents may claim it on their next turn. This wedge, red 4, red 5, red 3, beats this phalanx, yellow 8, red 8, green 8, to claim the flag. This phalanx, yellow 2, red 2, green 2, beats red 6, green 6, to claim flag. This wedge, red 4, red 5, red 3, beats this blue 8 to claim flag if the blue 7 and blue 10 have been played. When a player successfully claims a flag, they may take the flag and move it to their side beyond the cards that they played. Then neither player may place further cards adjacent to that flag, nor may any tactics cards affect those cards. Tactics cards. There are 10 tactics cards. Tactics cards may be played instead of troop cards to influence the formation. A player may hold as many tactics cards as they wish within their hand size of 7. But may never play more than one more than their opponent has played. That means a player can always play a tactics card unless they have already played more than their opponent. Each tactics card has a special function and belongs to one of the following three categories. 1. Morale tactics. These cards are played into the player's layout in place of, and in a similar way to, troop cards. Leader, Alexander Darius. The leaders are wild cards. Play a leader like any troop card, but define the color and value when the flag is resolved. For example, you have a blue 8 in your layout. If you add a leader, it gives you the option of adding a blue 6, 7, 9, or 10 to make a wedge, or an 8 to form a phalanx. Each player may only have one leader on their side of the battle line. If drawn, a second leader remains unplayable in the player's hand until the end of the game. Companion Cavalry. Play this card like any troop card of value 8, but define its color when the flag is resolved. Shield Bearers. Play this card like any troop card, but define its color and its value not larger than 3 when the flag is resolved. Environment Tactics. These cards are played face up on a player's near side of an unclaimed flag, so that there is enough space for the troop card to be played next to the flag. Once played, tactics cards stay in their position until the end of the game. Fog. The fog card disables all formations, and the flag is merely decided on the basis of the total value of cards on each side. Mud. The claim for this flag is now based on 4 cards on either side, so the formations need to be expanded. This makes it particularly difficult to achieve a wedge or a phalanx. 3. Guile Tactics. These cards are placed face up on the player's own side next to the tactics card deck. All cards play there must be clearly visible and remain there until the end of the game. Scout. A player draws a total of 3 cards from one or both decks. Then they choose any 2 cards from their hand and places them face down on top of their respective deck or decks. Redeploy. The player chooses any one troop or tactics card from their side next to an unclaimed flag and places it face up into another of their available slots, or discards it face up on their side next to the tactics card deck. Do not cover any other discard. Deserter. The player may choose any one troop or tactics card from the opponent's side next to an unclaimed flag and discard it face up on the opponent's side next to the tactics deck. Do not cover any other discard. Traitor. The player may choose any one troop card, but not a tactics card, from the opponent's side next to an unclaimed flag and place it into an empty slot on their own side. Game end. When one player has successfully claimed three adjacent flags, or any five flags, the game ends immediately with this player winning. Play halts. No other flags may be claimed after that. If several games are played, the winner always scores 5 points, and the loser scores as many points as flags they have claimed. The winner then starts the next game. Advanced rule. Once you have played the standard game a few times, you may wish to try this variant. A player may only claim flags at the beginning of their turn. This effectively delays claiming a flag by one turn, enabling the opponent to modify the situation with his tactics cards. This effectively delays claiming a flag by one turn, enabling the opponent to modify the situation with their tactics cards. And that is the rulebook for Battleline. I realized halfway through reading this, there actually is a newer version of this game that came out in 2017 called Battleline Medieval. But I have the original copy, so that's the one I decided to read. Since it is a re-implementation of this version of Battleline, I don't imagine the rules would be that different. Both are published by the same publisher, same designer, obviously, so I have a feeling they're going to be fairly similar, but with updated art, potentially new tactics cards as well. But I do believe they will be within those same three categories of morale, environment, and guile. I really like Battleline. I feel like it has a lot of fun interactions. It does have a good pull and push between you and your opponent. The ability to maneuver or pivot depending on what information your opponent has given you is always really interesting. And the tactics cards are very fun because it can allow you to just straight up mess with other players. One thing I always have found absolutely fascinating is the claiming of flags, especially if the opponent has not gotten to play all three cards. Because by proving that this flag cannot be beaten and by claiming the flag, you are now preventing those slots from your opponent, which means any dead cards in their hand will stay in their hand rather than have a place to be played, like a dead flag. And that's why I think that is why placing cards is always very... There's a lot of thought goes into playing each card. Because if you see the opponent is going towards a wedge, you don't want to play a card with the card surrounding it. Like, say, the blue 8, if you know the blue 7 and blue 9 are on the field. That would be quite problematic. Because that means you just gave up two slots. There's always an interesting thought process when it goes into playing Battleline of, do you fill one column completely before moving on to the next one, or do you do a spread out and then start stacking? I have seen both implemented, and I can't tell you if one is better than the other. But the fact that there is complex thinking that goes into Battleline really lets me enjoy it and feels like a lot of fun to play between that and the opponent. I know I have played this game, I think, 7 times in a row on a good day, so it's not one that I get sick of very easily. Although I don't know if I could say that was true about my opponent. I do think when you're playing consecutive games, it is important to obviously decide how many games you're going to play, so this way you can figure out scores. And I prefer the advanced rules because I think having the opponent's ability to modify the situation with tactics or potentially play a dead card could be beneficial. It is nicer in some ways and meaner in others. I will say I've typically seen the game won with a envelopment, which is getting any 5 flags, rather than a breakthrough, which is getting 3 consecutive or adjacent flags. I've always thought that a breakthrough is very difficult to achieve, especially if both players are very cognizant of it. But otherwise, this is a very sweet, short game that's also can be fairly mean depending on how you play. You can definitely play nice, but you could without much interaction and just kind of limit the tactics cards, or you can go all in and just mess up the board. The fascinating thing about the tactics cards is that both players are in control of that. If player one plays one card, they cannot play another one until the second player plays a card. So if the second player chooses to never play a tactics card, then no more tactics cards will be played. But that could give that one player, it could give player one a very big advantage with the one tactics card that they did play. But in doing this, it is important to remember to balance your hand and not go all tactics, because if you have seven tactics cards in your hand and you've played one and your opponent hasn't played any, you can't play the game anymore. So it's important to kind of keep that in mind as well. Balancing your hand between the tactics cards and the troop cards is important in order to achieve any sort of victory. And that is the rulebook for Battleline. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to check out MCG on other social media platforms or go to madecraftgame.com for more content. And I hope you enjoy playing the game.